Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Larry Hollis as we think proactively about drought. Back on that in just a moment.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Money that's tied up in unneeded equipment limits your ability to manage your business.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Big Iron will partner with you to sell your equipment, providing full-service auction support with no freight costs and worldwide marketing, designed to draw a global audience and turn your unused equipment into cash.
The time to sell is now at BigIron.com.
Call 800-937-3558. Don't delay, because the time to sell is now. Now at BigIron.com.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, get a good deal on the financing too. Right now you'll find fixed rates as low as 3.75% from AgDirect at your ag equipment dealer. That's 3.75%. AgDirect features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered by Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma. People who understand agriculture. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Rates may change. Ask your local dealer for details.
It's the time of year when pastures should be starting to green up and produce some very valuable forage for later this spring and summer. However, the ongoing lack of moisture forcing some cattle producers to think about management alternatives even before the grazing season starts. Veterinarian Dr. Larry Hollis says that producers need to be thinking proactively about early weaning as one option for your beef herd if pastures remain under dry weather stress.
Early weaning has been forced upon a lot of producers the last few years, and to many people's surprise, they have come along and made out extremely well. Calves grow good. The cows, once you wean, it takes the maintenance requirements off of them for lactation. It stretches resources further. Calves, yes, you market fewer pounds, but the price slide runs the price of them up to where the net per animal is such that you may actually make more money by doing early weaning. Those calves can get along pretty doggone good if we've got other alternate groceries for them.
Hollis says another benefit of early weaning is that cattle producers may be selling calves for a higher price at market.
We may just sell them, and hopefully we're not forced to sell, but we get to choose to sell and sell into a higher priced market than fall. Traditionally, we sell into the glut in the fall when everybody else is coming off grass at the same time and the market drops and is the lowest point in the year. Early weaning has many things that will make it work better for you. I'd recommend we use one of the soft weaning methods that we've discussed before so that they can stay close to mom for a while, and a regular vaccination program, what we were going to use on them before, we use on them now. We just move the timing of it forward. A lot of things like this, we don't have to change anything. All we have to do is just make sure we do a good job of managing like we would normally and just move the clock forward.
If you are considering early weaning, you do need to stay ahead of the curve and have some feed resources in place for those baby calves.
Go ahead and have those plans in place, but have your trigger points in there. Yeah. That by a certain date, if we haven't gotten rain, then maybe we destock some of the cows. So we reduce our stocking rate so we're better able to keep the rest of them on the pasture we have remaining. Keep looking forward in each month or each 2 months. Have a trigger point in there where if we hadn't gotten rain, then we take the next step. Maybe we go to early weaning. There's so many options that producers have that make good sense and are good from a management perspective and good financially, that we need to make sure we kind of line our ducks up ahead of time so we know how we're going to get through the summer.
K-State's Dr. Larry Hollis talking about early weaning as one possible drought mitigation strategy. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up Friday, April 18th on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time this Friday, 37,300 head to be selling, 7,700 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, 8,800 weaned calves, 14,900 calves on cows. For details about a specific time a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock Auction this Friday. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.